Philip the Evangelist went to Samaria and preached the gospel to the people. The message of salvation through faith in Christ met with such success that the church in Jerusalem sent Peter and John there. This was the beginning of the spread of the gospel to other nations. Samaria was a region lying between Judea and Galilee. The Samaritans were of both Jewish and pagan descent. As they were not true Israelites, and their religion was mixed with pagan customs, the Jews would have nothing to do with them. But now a reconciliation between the two nations became possible in Christ. The way had been opened by Jesus himself during his earthly ministry. The disciples had witnessed the Lord's encounter with the Samaritan woman at Jacob's well in Samaria, and the 2 days he had spent in the village preaching the good news of the kingdom of God to the people there. The apostles were simply following their master's example. So when Peter and John returned to Jerusalem, they preached the gospel in many Samaritan villages on the way. Philip, however, did not go with them, because an angel of the Lord spoke to him and said, "Go south to the desert road that goes from Jerusalem to Gaza." Gaza was a very ancient Philistine city, lying near the shores of the Mediterranean. Several roads led there from Jerusalem, so Philip started out on the desert road, as the angel had said, although he did not know why he had to go there. A high-ranking eunuch in charge of all the treasury of the Queen of Ethiopia was traveling along that road with a great retinue of servants. This man had gone to Jerusalem to worship the God of Israel, and he was on his way back. His homeland, Ethiopia, was an African country lying to the south of Egypt, which was ruled by a dynasty of queens. Although Ethiopia was a pagan country, this important court official had nevertheless undertaken the long and tedious journey to Jerusalem in order to worship God, because he was a proselyte, converted to the Jewish faith. Hoping to improve his understanding of Scripture, he was reading from the book of the prophet Isaiah as he rode along in his chariot. The Spirit of God said to Philip, "Go to that chariot and stay near it." So Philip ran near and heard the man reading from Isaiah. "Do you understand what you are reading?" he asked. "How can I?" the official replied, "unless someone explains it to me." Then he invited Philip to climb up and sit in the chariot with him. The Ethiopian was reading some verses of chapter 53 of Isaiah that spoke of Christ. "He was led like a sheep to the slaughter, and as a lamb before the shearer is dumb, so he did not open his mouth. In his humiliation he was deprived of justice. Who can speak of his descendants? For he was cut off from the land of the living." "Tell me, please," said the Ethiopian to Philip, "who is the prophet talking about, himself or someone else?" Then Philip began to explain, starting from that very passage of Scripture, and told him the good news about Jesus. As they travelled along the road, they came to a place where there was water, and the official said, "Look, here is some water. Why shouldn't I be baptized?" Philip replied, "You may, if you believe with all your heart." "I do," he answered. "I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God." Then he ordered the chariot to stop, and both Philip and the Ethiopian went down into the water, and Philip baptized him. When they came up out of the water, the Spirit of the Lord suddenly took Philip away, and the official did not see him again, but he went on his way rejoicing. Philip, however, appeared at a Philistine town lying to the north of Gaza, and he travelled about, preaching the gospel in all the towns, until he reached Caesarea. Next episode, Saul of Tarsus.